Thank you for checking out this new episode of Brick by Brick. Antonio and I are forever grateful for you choosing us out of all of the podcasts out there. We really hope that something is said that will motivate and inspire you to live your dreams, whatever that may be, whether it's starting a new business, going back to school, or just becoming a better you. I hope that we are helping you make your dreams become your reality. So I hope you enjoy the show. Please don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe to us. Your feedback makes us better. So thanks again for checking us out. Hope you enjoy the show.
All right. We got my good friend and my mentee and business partner, Tempest Smith, on the phone. You there, Tempest?
An assistant.
I apologize. An assistant, if you guys have been following us from the beginning. Tempest is my personal assistant, and she refuses to be anything else if she can't be that. So I definitely am grateful for that. We have a very special episode tonight. Tempest has no idea what it is. This normally she does the leading and the questioning. I'm going to do it to her for a specific reason. Well, yeah, I'm going to do it to you, and I'm going to do some talking. You're going to do some talking. This is key. This episode is a viewer. One of our listeners, contacted us, but this time they text me. So this is somebody I actually know, and somebody that has this is somebody I actually know. So they have my phone number and they text me, in massive pain. I want to do this. I want to do this. How do I do this? Et cetera, et cetera. And yeah. So it is just amazing how it's going. And she, it is a female, and she says she has a bunch of questions. And I said, I tell you what, why don't you text me all those questions? And do you mind if I read them out on the show? I said, I won't say your name, but you know what? She's a small business owner, and I definitely am interested in thinking about bringing her on the show. But we'll get there when we get there. She asked some very serious questions, and I thought about putting this on the show. Here's why. Because, wow, at these questions. So let's just dive right into it. We don't even have a name for the show yet, but this is one of our motivational shows, so we're going to keep it pretty short like we always do. So it's probably going to be like, well, we don't keep everything short. We keep the motivational stuff short. The behind the scenes tend to run long, and the third episodes might run long too. But this one we keep pretty short, so we're going to jump right into it, and it's probably going to be a part one, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm looking through my phone right now, Tempest, and I'm going to ask or read the first thing in which you text. Hold on, I just my iPhone.
And you're asking me these questions?
I'm going to ask you, but we're going to dialogue about them because she wants answers. She was in tears. She wants answers. She wants answers. Yeah, see, that's why. And she kind of reminds me of you, too. So let me see. I'm going to my phone. Okay, so what if I feel like, even though I have all these dreams and goals, what if I'm only meant to help build someone else's? I'm not meant to have something for me.
Now, are I you want sure you to someone asked you this? Because someone, this is a question I've asked you, like,
that's exactly why. I know. That's exactly why I wanted to make this episode. So a confession, I have mentored her before. I have not mentored her in a while. Years. But occasionally she comes back and asks me some questions. This is, like, seriously. This is, yes. So let me repeat again. What if I feel like, even though I have all these dreams and goals, what if I'm only meant to help build someone else's? I'm not meant to have my own. So, Tempest, let's get your thoughts on that. Let's help this young lady. There's a lot of questions. We're going to have to break this down many a time, but let's go with it.
Sure. So I have felt, still feel like that at times. You know, we've had this conversation many a times before. You feel like you're only supposed to be like a number two, you're only supposed to be a background person, and you're helping Well, I'll personalize it. I felt for the longest that I was helping you become what you wanted and help you build your dreams, that wasn't building mine. And that is a hard, lonely, frustrating, you know, feeling. And that's a weird place to be in, because you want to help people, but at the same time, you're like, hey, I have my own things. I want, you know, have my own accomplishments to make. Well, here's what I discovered recently. And by recently, I mean like this week. When you help other people, like, you are actually working towards your dreams, if you realize it or not. So I didn't know, like, I knew that I wanted to be an assistant or some kind of administrative professional, but I guess I didn't think about what all that entails. So I didn't think about I would be spending so much time helping you build your dreams that it didn't seem like I was building mine. But I realized that every time I help you do something, I am achieving my dreams. I am accomplishing something. And maybe now is not your time, and nobody wants to hear that. That sucks. But maybe now is not your time for your dreams. Maybe it's time for you to help somebody so they can turn around and help you. Like, I realized all of this within the past 4 or 5 days.
That's good. That's good. I mean, you're definitely helping somebody. So let me tell you what I text her, okay? And I'm not talking yet, but I'm going to talk soon, and it's going to be at this next point, because here is my response. However you feel is what you will receive. Whatever you tell yourself in private will manifest itself in public. Besides, and I put a semicolon, I have no idea why I put a semicolon, comma goes there, but besides, comma, my assistant is just like you and only wants to be a number two, and I just made her partner in all my companies. Stay happy, and your dreams will find you no matter what. Now, just before I get to her response, I want you to respond on what I just said in that message.
So, I don't want to get too deep into it because I think we're supposed to talk about this.
You should probably get into it. Because we're going to talk about it anyway. I know what you're talking about, but just get into it anyway.
Okay, so I was introduced to a documentary called The Secret. And basically, it's like an hour and a half, hour and 40 minute documentary with these experts talking about the secret. And it's the law of attraction. So, you know, what you think is what will happen. I'm not saying it right, but that's the gist of it. So, if you think you're only going to be unsuccessful, if you think you're only going to be, you know, helping other people and your dreams won't come true, then that is what's going to happen. If you think, you know, if you think you're going to have a bad day will happen, because that's what you're attracting. That's the energy you're putting out there. If you're religious, I'm not quoting this right because I don't know the actual scripture, but so a man thinketh. Come on, help me out.
So is he.
If you're not religious and you think what I just said about law of attraction is crap, it's like a boomerang effect. Like, it's so many different ways to say it, and everybody's saying the same thing. If you wake up in the morning and... Oh, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go.
If you wake up in the morning and you tell yourself that today's going to be a great day, you're going to have a great day. If you wake up in the morning and say, oh, I don't feel like going to work, I'm going to hit a lot of traffic, then what you say must come true. So you're going to hit a lot of traffic. You're going to get to work and hate it. You're going to get to work and have a bad day because you set the tone for your day. So, yeah, if you are always complaining about where you are in life, then life has no other choice but to keep putting you in situations where you're not enjoying your life, because that's what you expect. So life is going to grant you your wish, so to speak. So, yeah, that's my thought.
Yeah, you're on it. I mean, you're totally on it. I'm so proud because you're definitely a regurgitation of me, that's for sure. And I definitely appreciate that. So let me read her response. And let me just say, as an addendum to this, guy, feel free to email us your questions at what email, Tempest? What do we decide? Because we're in the process of organizing a few things and creating more websites and blah blah blah. But what email did I decide last time, Tempest?
Let's do info@unchurched.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay, so info@unchurchchurch.com. When you listen to this podcast, just look at the notes. You'll see how to spell it. Email us all your questions. Here's her response to that.
Or tweet us.
Yeah, or tweet us at, thank you. Thank you very much. Tweet us at RevTony, W-A-U, at RevTony, R-E-V-T-O-N-Y-W-A-U. And then, yeah, we'll definitely hold a dialogue. But I want you to see how her, and she is awesome. She's an awesome person. Mm-hmm. And I love her to death. But I want you to see what her response was, and then I'm getting ready to start talking, and we'll share a bit of the convo. There we go. So she says, so, you know, I told her about the number two. She says, I don't want to just be a number two. Mm-hmm. I know what you say, but I feel like I'm more than mm-hmm. just that, and I mm-hmm. feel, I have the same feeling that I like I'm meant to be. Mm-hmm. I know that's a clashing thought,
mm-hmm.
but it's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my response, and I'm open up to you. Then tell yourself you are number one, and I will help. So, and then a lot of time passed, and I went, so, do you believe? And check this out. I understand the theories, but how do you stop yourself? Here's where it gets real. How do you stop yourself from feeling or thinking certain ways about yourself? I'm sitting here listening to you
mm-hmm.
and thinking, how do I get to that point in your life? I'm also thinking that there's no way I would get even close to where you are in thought, action, or business.
Mm.
Now, let us have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Let us help her.
Mm-hmm.
Let us help all the listeners. Go ahead mm-hmm. and respond.
Okay, so I have a few responses to a few things she said. Back to the first part. She said something like she doesn't feel like she's supposed to be a number two, or she doesn't want to be a number two. She feels
mm-hmm.
like I don't personally get that because I don't want to be number one, but I get it, you know? But to that, I'll say, you know, you have to pay your dues. Like, regardless, even if you start your own company, you're not just number one. You have to, like, you know, you have to build, and building is not number one. Like, you have to, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm saying this right. I'm not a business owner per se, but.
You technically are a business owner.
I am a business owner. But you have to work your way up to that. And if you want to be number one, but you don't feel like you're number one, then you can't be number one. If you want to be the best and you don't feel like you're the best, you're not going to be the best. Because back to what I said earlier, if you don't think whatever you're okay, so something you told me a long time ago pissed me off, but it's true. Like I said, this has been a life changing week for me. So a lot of things that you coached me on that I dismissed in the past kind of echoed in my head the last couple of days. So I don't know. I guess I'm changing or growing up or whatever. Like 2 years ago, you said this, and it pissed me off, and I think I stopped talking to you for a little while. Your feet have never taken you where, tell me a quote.
Your feet have never taken you where your mind has never, your feet have never taken you where your mind didn't tell them to go.
Okay.
So
yes.
Everywhere your feet has taken you, it's been your fault.
Okay, yes. You told me that a long time ago, and I was like, whatever, I'm not trying to hear that crap. But it's true. So in her case, and I'm not picking on her because that's everybody, if you get to the number two spot and your mind doesn't say, I'm number one, then you're always going to be in the number two spot. Regardless of what you think you want, you're telling yourself, this is as far as I go, but your heart wants something else. Okay, so your heart wants something else, so why not be somewhere else? But as long as she, and I'm not picking on her again, as long as you're telling yourself, this is it for me. I want to be number one, but I'm number two. I have my dreams, but I'm building somebody else's. You're always going to be building somebody else's, and you're not going to get to where you want to go. And it's not their fault. It's your fault, you know, because you're blocking, if you're religious, you're blocking your own blessings. You know, your door is open. You just have to walk in. You have to believe in yourself enough that you can do it. And you have to see yourself doing it. So, well, I'll leave it at that. No, I'll keep going. So, if you're a visual person, make a freaking vision board and put number one on there. Even if that's the only thing that's on there. Look at that number one every single day and tell yourself, I'm going to get to number one. Until you wake up one morning and you're at number one. So, that's that. You'll have to repeat that last part she said. Oh, she gets the theory, but she, you know, how do you get out that mind frame?
Yeah.
It's simple. It sounds simple, but it's hard. You just have to change your mind. You have to change the way you think. So I don't know if it was on The Secret that they say, or if it was another documentary. I think it's on The Secret where they say it takes 17 positive thoughts to erase one negative thought. Is that right?
Okay, yeah, that's The Secret, and that's the Michael. He's the preacher on there, Michael Beckwith. I may be saying his name, so I'm going to talk after you, and so Google his name so I don't do a disservice to him, and we can use him as a resource to put out there for these guys. That's his name, Michael Beckwith or something like that, but we'll get there when we get there.
Okay, well, I don't know if he says those exact numbers.
No,
but
yeah. He definitely says that.
So if every time you say something negative, you have to tell yourself 17 times something good to erase the one negative thing, and all you've been saying is negative things about yourself, you have a large hole to climb out of. The good news is you can get out of it. Like, you don't have to stay negative. You can climb your way out of it. So if you have to write quotes down like I do and go back in a notebook and read it every day, or if you have to watch a documentary every day, or if you have to, whatever, you have to put post-it notes on your wall, write yourself a message on your mirror, just keep reminding yourself that, you know, I'm better than where I am. Even if that's the craziest thing, because I always thought that was crazy. I thought, read a book and all this positivity, and I'm pumped up and I'm ready to go. And then as soon as I put the book down, I'm telling myself I can't do it. So I negated the whole book with that one negative thought. So you have to rewire your brain, literally rewire your brain. Keep telling yourself, I can do this, and believe it. Even if you faking it, fake it till you make it, right? You told me this before too.
That's right.
You just have to get out that mind frame. You have to make a decision where I'm sick and tired of being negative, and I only want greatness in my life. And once you really change your mind, it's really simple. But you have to want to change your mind.
That's right. You're on it. You're so on it. And I'm so proud. So I want to read this one last long message. I'm going to let you respond. And then I'm going to say something, and we're going to close it out here. So we're definitely going to do a part two, because this is just the tip of what she asked. And it gets, with every message, it gets deeper and deeper, because I couldn't find the source of her anger. source of her depression. And it doesn't happen until many text messages from now. So we're going to stay on this for a while. So, So let's hash it out right now. I clash with myself. And then get close to crying because I'm not seeing the sunshine after the rain. Like I'm going to forever be caught in this never-ending cycle of life and thoughts. I know you are what you think, but how do I change this thinking issue? I do. And then I tell myself I'm the same story. If I told you half of the stuff that run through my head, sometimes it feels like a fictional story, and sometimes it feels so possible that I can taste it. Then I come to reality that it's not going to happen. It's not a possibility, and that it will not happen. And I, she said I don't mind putting it. So, okay, so it's the last thing she said was I come to this reality that there is a possibility that it will not happen. Now, before you answer, I want to clarify something. This woman has experienced some good levels of success. Her industry doesn't matter. She has experienced success, and she is quite influential, yet she keeps suffering like the average business owner that is now. Read the last sentence again. Then I come to reality, and that reality is it's a possibility that it would never happen. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll start with the last statement and work my way backwards. Just because that last statement is that last statement hits close to home. Your reality, what'd you say?
No, go ahead.
Your reality is whatever you make it. So if you believe that your reality is a possibility that it might not happen, then your reality is it's not going to happen. You have to make up in your mind. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I really don't know another way to answer this. You have to make up in your mind that your reality is different than what you may see in front of you right now. So it's not always going to be, you know, it's not always going to be glamorous. Like, you're going to have, like, roadblocks and all this other stuff. But that doesn't mean that your reality is the possibility of it never happening. You just got to go around it. You got to move past it. But if you keep telling yourself that your reality is it's a possibility that this won't happen, then the law of attraction says, I grant you your wish and this won't happen. So again, you have to change your mindset. Like, oh my God, I've been in that rut that she's been in. I think I just got out of a rut. And, you know, you don't want to be in that rut and then destroy everything around you, destroy your relationships, destroy your business, destroy your whatever, your partnership, whatever, and then a light bulb come on and say, oh, I got to change. No, you can change right now. You don't have to. A volcano does not have to erupt for your life to change. Change it now. Change your reality right now. You don't like the way things are going? Then do something different so your life won't be the way it is right now. Stop telling yourself that this won't happen to me. Because if you keep telling yourself that, then life will say, or, you know, law of attraction says, okay, You believe that things won't happen, so guess what? Things won't happen. As soon as you change your mind and say, yes, this can happen, yes, I can, yes, this will, you feel better, you see life differently, and you go out and make your reality what you deserve it to be. You don't deserve to be in a rut. Like, that's not why we're here. We're not here to be miserable. That, oh my God, I used to think that. I used to think everybody else's life was supposed to be good and I'm just supposed to suffer. Or I'm just supposed to sit back and watch. That only happens for a certain group of people. No, it happens for everybody. You just don't want it. So if you, when you decide you want it and you decide you're worth it and you deserve it, you'll change your mindset. And then your reality will be whatever it is you want it to be. In her case, it'll be being number one. It'll be getting out of that circle of woe is me. That's depressing, that affects so much, that affects your health, that affects relationships. So don't be me. Don't have the worst day, the worst night of your life and realize that everything that you worked so hard for is destroyed. Don't destroy yourself. Don't destroy somebody else in the process. Stop. Just stop it. Just stop. And just tell yourself, my reality is this is going to work. And go make it work. That's all I got to say on that. I know that's I thought I was going to go backwards, but
That's perfect right there. So I tell you what, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you one more thing.
Sure.
I was going to talk, but there is no need.
Oh, sorry.
No. There is no need. You nailed it. And there's a reason why I wanted to, because she reminds me a lot of you. And so now I have to put your personal business out there like that. So when I met you, you thought worse than her. You thought worse than her.
Absolutely. I used to cry every day.
Every day.
Because I just felt like that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Like, that's crazy stuff. Like, I thought you were just supposed to cry every day. I thought that life was supposed to be depressing. And everybody else is supposed to get to shine. Not me.
Wow. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to use that as closing thoughts. We're going to stop right there. Matter of fact, tell us real quick in a minute how hurt you were and how much you cried. This put us in the picture of how much pain you were in. And those would be the closing thoughts.
Honestly, I didn't feel like living anymore. I didn't feel like I deserved life. So I felt like, you know how you feel like you're going through the motions? Like, I felt like I was going through the motions and praying for the motions to stop. Like, that's how I felt. I felt low. I felt alone. And just wanted the quote-unquote pain to end. I didn't feel worthy to even wake up in the morning. I mean, nobody's worthy to wake up in the morning. But once I woke up in the morning, I kind of asked out loud, well, why am I here? So
that's fair enough.
Yeah.
So next episode, we're going to pick up right there. And because the deal is, now you own a six-figure company. So how did you go from worse than her to that? We're going to tie that in with another section of her questions, because we might even tie it in right now. Guys, so this time, I'll do Tempest's job. She's going to stay on fire, and we're going to immediately record this next episode, because I don't want to lose this here. Listen, continue to be happy. We'll talk about it, but you love yourself enough to love yourself enough. Keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Hi, guys. Just want to thank you guys once again for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. For more information about us, about what's going on with our company, you can visit revtony.org. That's revtony.org. There you'll find more information about Antonio, his book, Keep Walking, and future books, future projects. And once again, thanks for tuning in. Please, please, please comment, rate, and subscribe. If you subscribe, you won't have to keep checking back the episodes will just automatically download to you and you'll get notifications like that. But please comment and rate. Your comments actually help us become better, but also lets the world know what we're doing. So that would be most appreciated. Thanks again. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
And that's right, guys. I completely agree with Tempest. I definitely appreciate you for what you do. You can go anywhere else and do all that you want to do and be all that you want to be. But for whatever reason, you came here to this podcast, and I'm so grateful. Please continue to rate and comment. Just as Tempest has said, we definitely appreciate that. We started this as a motivational tool just for average people trying to do extra average things. So we definitely appreciate that. Listen, we're just regular. We're just regular, doing irregular, and giving it all back to you. Keep listening, and then keep smiling. It looks good on your face.